You can't talk about women in comedy without mentioning Margaret Cho. She spent decades as a trailblazer on race and sexuality, carving out a loud, unapologetic brand on stage and screen.
Sometimes you'll see like a really beautiful Asian woman and she's with the most broke down, busted white man. And I'm just like, are your eyes that small?
We played that clip from her stand-up special for a live audience at NPR headquarters here in Washington, D.C. earlier this month. Now, about a third of the crowd laughed comfortably, while the rest basically looked around to make sure it was okay.
I can see y'all. It's not that dark in here.
But there's more behind the joke. Cho says it's not about being cruel. It's a commentary on social value from her perspective.
I think as an Asian American woman, and you know, like we're really fetishized by white culture and white men in particular. And so there's this thing that, you know, we sort of gain power through having relationships with white men. And that kind of thing is like, it's almost, it doesn't matter, like our own value pales in comparison to the value of whiteness. So that's really what the joke is trying to say and trying to talk about.
The joke kind of crawls inside of the stereotype.
Inside of the stereotype and inserted. So almost, it is like a fortune cookie.
Cho grew up in San Francisco, idolizing comics like Joan Rivers and Robin Williams. Her parents owned an indie bookshop with a large following in the queer community. The groundwork was laid for an outspoken icon. Believe it or not, Cho once struggled to find her voice in real life, especially as a young Asian female in the industry.
I was playing some restaurant and they didn't have a photo of me because I had not had headshots taken. So they had drawn a Chinese caricature. It had like big buck teeth eating a bowl of rice.
No, you are making this
up.
They
thought that this was going to help sell tickets to the performance.
I asked her if she thought about walking out of the show, and she said it didn't occur to her that she even had that power.
At that time, when you were racist towards Asians, it was not read as racism. There was a long period of time where we had to think, are we actually people of color?
She didn't even know her own power when she got her own sitcom.
To me, it seems so much larger than who I was and what I was doing, you know. And I think that it was, for me, I was just so intimidated by all of that. And I had no concept that I was the star. Like, I had no concept that this show was based around me.
It aired on ABC in 1994. It was called All American Girl, based on Cho's life growing up in America with Korean immigrant parents.
I have a date with Kyle.
Kyle, you're not still seeing him. Oh, I don't like him. He's wrong for you.
And I hope you've got something better than he's not Korean.
I do. He's American.
But not everyone was laughing back then. Korean Americans rejected this depiction of their community as bland, uncreative, and rife with bad stereotypes. And Cho noted that the community was already feeling defensive about its image in pop culture and media at the time. A few years earlier, a Korean-born shop owner had shot and killed 15-year-old Latasha Harlins, a black girl in South Central Los Angeles. And her death was cited as one of the sparks that ignited the LA race riots.
You saw all of the shopkeepers on top of the buildings, like with rifles, and then you saw All American Girl. And so it was like this thing of like, they were so angry, and so they were protesting against the show and doing these op-ed articles in different magazines and newspapers. And, you know, it was heartbreaking to not have the acceptance from my community.
All American Girl was canceled after one season.
Now I look back and I'm like, I just didn't know. I didn't know to take that power. And if I had, it would have been a very different thing.
A lot has changed since then, both for Cho and overall for Asian representation in the media. Margaret Cho has a new stand-up special called Fresh Off the Bloat, still controversial, still loud, still inspired by her Korean heritage.
I think like my very first way to separate myself from my family is doing impressions of my mom. I mean, that's like a very important thing if you're Asian American, is you have to make fun of your parents because that's what's going to make us American.
Do you think it's generational? I mean, you have this whole world of comedians now who are saying audiences are too PC, I won't do college campuses, specifically because they feel like they will be punished or harshly treated, or there will be an outsized reaction to doing comedy that could walk whatever line.
I think you have to be adaptable. Like, I think that it's really great to be challenged as a comedian, and it's really about skill. I think that this ultimately will make our society better. It'll make our world better. Because we've ignored all of these problems for so long that now it's a good time to catch up.
I always have to ask that these days, the kind of question about cancel culture.
Yeah.
And if it's good or bad.
Well, I mean, maybe it's, I don't know. It's like, because I always think of myself as, I was canceled in 1994, so I'm like kind of safe. Like, I was canceled so long ago. It's like, I invented the cancellation. Like, I started the cancellation. So, I mean, like, that to me is like, there's so many factors that kind of like go into that, and so it's to me it's very fascinating. Some people get canceled, it's a long time coming. A real long time coming.
Definitely. I want to fast forward to now because we're in this very interesting climate where there's actually a kind of more assertive and diverse presence and representation of Asian American life. Crazy Rich Asians, Always Be My Maybe, and Fresh Off the Boat. 25 years after your sitcom, how do you read this moment?
It's great. It's a long time coming, though. It's a long time to wait. But these are all great, great, great things to be celebrated. And
I heard you got a phone call, right? Going into Fresh Off the Boat.
Oh, yeah. Eddie Huang, who actually wrote the original script, had asked me about what it was like to do an Asian American TV show with ABC. So, you know, it was the one person that he could call for that. But, this show is so great. And then Ali's specials. Ali Wong's specials really, for me, were really important because I had not seen another Asian American woman doing a comedy special. And so that was like such
a
mind-blowing
thing. I think a lot
thing.
Of her comedy and tone, and when I think of some of the more raunchy elements of it, I do think of you. I think, like, could she do this today if someone else didn't kind of, like, take on all of the incoming fire doing it before?
Yes. And she's been so vocal about, you know, me inspiring her. And, you know, I'm just so excited whenever I see her. And the movie is great also. And I think that, you know, all of this stuff is amazing. Because, you know, growing up, like, I never saw Asian Americans on television. And if I did, it was such a, they were so far removed from the center of the action. You know, it was always like sort of the background of MASH, maybe Hop Sing, very, very like background characters. And so it's really something to be a part of it.
Well, Margaret Cho, thank you so much for speaking
with us.
Thank
you.
Margaret Cho's stand-up tour is called Fresh Off the Bloat.